The spring festival season is in full swing, and this morning I have a couple of great events worth checking out this first weekend of May, a town and country pairing, if you will. First, the town. I imagine many of you are familiar with Madison, which lies an hour east of Atlanta. For those of you who aren't, a little background. The city was incorporated in 1809 and named in honor of President James Madison. Cotton was central to the town's economy, and many wealthy area plantation owners built and maintained townhomes in the city. These townhomes allowed them a place to conduct business and school their children. But what ultimately put Madison on the map was Sherman's decision to spare the town during his infamous March to the Sea in the fall of 1864, following the burning of Atlanta. The town's most prominent resident, Joshua Hill, had served as a U.S. congressman until the advent of war, and while he opposed secession, he resigned his seat and returned home to Madison when Georgia left the Union. Reportedly, he struck a gentleman's agreement with Sherman, convincing the general to spare the town. And while the Union Army did burn some public buildings and surrounding plantations, the city was left largely intact and has come to be known as the city too pretty to burn. Today, its National Register Historic District encompasses one of the state's largest collections of 19th century architecture, more than 100 structures, I believe. And the town consistently shows up on lists of favorite small towns and picture-perfect villages. Beginning today and continuing through Saturday, the city will celebrate spring in grand style during its popular Madison in May spring tour of homes and gardens. Included in this year's tour are a number of architecturally significant homes and intimate gardens, as well as the 1895 school building that now houses the Madison Morgan Cultural Center, historic churches, and other notable structures. Not surprisingly, Madison and Morgan County are also known as major antiquing destinations. They're home to scores of shops, both big and small. For a home tour schedule, descriptions of this year's featured homes, and tickets, you can visit the Madison Morgan Cultural Center website, and that's at mmcc-arts.org. And now for the country. An hour south of Atlanta in Meriwether County lies the tiny town of Gay, Georgia, population 89. And the town is home to the Gay family farmstead. The family has called the farm home since 1829, and since 1972, they've welcomed visitors to the biannual Cotton Pickin' Fair. It's a major arts, antiques, and crafts event that really serves to showcase and celebrate Georgia's farm country. The fair is sponsored by the 1911 Society, which is a Georgia nonprofit that supports sustainable rural development, farm preservation, and agritourism. In fact, many regard the Cotton Pickin' Fair as one of the earliest pioneers of Georgia's agritourism efforts. On Saturday and Sunday, some 350 exhibitors will set up shop beneath the farm's century-old trees and alongside its historic buildings, including the 1891 farmhouse. Attendees can shop for art and antiques, pottery baskets, sculpture, folk art, jewelry, furniture, toys. All of these items designed and produced by highly skilled artisans from all over the country. There will also be a number of musicians and magicians, puppeteers, and folk dancers performing on a handful of rustic stages around the farm. Another major draw is the food. This fair is known for serving regional favorites, all prepared from scratch and cooked on-site by local churches, Boy Scout troops, and community service organizations like the Kiwanis and Lions Clubs. We're talking homemade biscuits, fried chicken and catfish, black-eyed peas and cornbread, apple dumplings, peach cobbler, homemade ice cream, boiled peanuts, and fried pork skins. The festival runs from 8 in the morning till 5 in the afternoon each day, which means that if you plan things just right, you can pack in breakfast, lunch, and an early dinner before you leave the farm. A final highlight, guests to the fair can take a complimentary shuttle over to the historic red oak covered bridge. Now, this bridge was built in the 1840s by freed slave and noted bridge builder Horace King. Mr. King's credited with the construction of many covered bridges throughout West Georgia, And at 391 feet, this structure is the longest, as well as the oldest, wooden covered bridge in Georgia. You can visit the Together in Meriwether booth at the fair to sign up for your shuttle ride. For a festival preview or for directions, you can visit cpfair.org. For City Lights and WABE, I'm Kevin Benefield.